Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my beautiful assistant, Christopher Ramsey.
Beautiful assistant. I've been downgraded. I've been
get
downgraded.
In that box. I'm going to get me saw. Saw you in half.
Oh, like you're a magician.
Like I am the magician.
So not an assistant, like sort of, you know, like go and get your stuff and take stuff to the post office and stuff for you. Like an assistant, like a PA. At least I'm glamorous in this scenario.
I didn't say glamorous, I said beautiful.
Can I change it to glamorous, possibly?
If you don't want.
Yeah? I feel like beautiful is a bit subjective. Like, beauty, you know, it depends what you're into. But I feel like glamorous, you can't really argue with glamorous. It's like you're either glamorous or you're not.
That is true, actually.
Do you know what I mean? Beauty's more, you know, skin deep, etc.
To the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, is he beautiful on the inside? Is he glamorous? He's fucking glamorous, I tell you.
Am I glamorous?
Eh?
Am I glamorous?
Sorry, these headphones aren't working.
Do you think I'm glamorous?
You are possibly, and I mean this from bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
The least glamorous person I've ever met in my life. You are about as glamorous as a wheelie bin on a hot day.
Oh.
But that's your charm. That's your charm.
Thank you.
You can't actually be glamorous. Weird.
You can. No, you're right. You can either be glamorous or not. Mm. You can't. There's no halfway.
I don't think
between.
I'd be. Well, I mean, when I did like Little Mix the Search and stuff, I got glammed up a bit. But I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't Joel Dommett in them suits on the Masked Singer level. And
well,
I never expected to be.
It's something you have all the time. You're right, it's something you have all the time.
Yeah.
If you're glamorous, you go to the supermarket dressed up.
You're fucking glamorous,
aren't
you? That's
glamorous.
Yeah, you get
you're totally right.
You get papped in your PJs and you still look amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas you would get papped in your PJs and they would look at the photo and would go, I don't think it's her, and they would delete the photo.
Yeah, they would. They'd be like, who the fuck is this?
If they'd looked at the photo of you with your makeup on. But if they'd looked at any of your Instagram, they'd go, no, it's definitely you. In fact, no, they would definitely know it's you because you look like shit all the time.
Great. Well, hey, listen, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back.
Good to be back. Hi, everyone. We hope you're all right out there. It is episode 127.
I knew it that.
I'm going to have to check. It is. I had to swipe to the side and check my other screen there on my laptop.
Yeah.
It's episode 127. We hope you're all right out there. This week's lucrative sponsor, as you know, Rosie.
Absolutely no
Rosie,
money.
We've been on holiday.
We have.
Went on holiday last week, so I brought it over with her. This week's sponsor is Sunstroke.
Oh, hey, well.
Hey, Sunstroke. Hey, you having a nice holiday? Sunstroke. Hey, kept your feet hanging out of the little parasol, did you? Get in the sun, did you? They've got a rash on them now and you feel like shit. Sunstroke. Hey. Up all night throwing up? Sunstroke.
Hey, didn't listen to your wife when she said, stop drinking lager at 11 o'clock in the morning. Sunstroke.
Victim blaming. Hey.
Dig it.
Hey, sunstroke. Feel like shit? Hey, get it at the end of your holiday and travel home with it. Sunstroke. You think it's bad being in an airport normally with kids? Sunstroke. Fucking worst thing ever. That was the longest day of my life.
Yeah, it's
all
not
I
good.
Did was, all I did on the last day of holiday, I got out of the bed ill after being sick all night. I got out of one bed and I made the longest, most laborious, worst journey day of my life all the way to our bed at home. I just swapped beds via two taxis and a plane and some little buses to get onto the thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific. But hey, little tip for you, sunstroke. Hey, gained a few pounds on holiday, not been exercising, been eating what you want and drinking a lot. Get yourself sunstroke at the end of the holiday. Be sick for 12 hours non-stop. All the weight's gone.
Hashtag wouldn't recommend.
Definitely wouldn't recommend. It was the worst. But sunstroke. Careful out there, guys. Stay hydrated. It's the fucking worst.
You absolute tosser.
I still feel like shit.
Well, I'm still very annoyed at you. So let's just wait till the beef section.
Oh, great.
So I might have to bring this up again.
Oh, great, great. I mean, actually, my throat's actually hurting off being sick as well. It's all like raw.
Chris, you were sick about four times.
I was sick more than that.
No, you weren't.
Play this jingle and let's dance.
Right, here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle,
jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle,
jingle.
So this is the jingle,
jingle.
We hope you like the jingle,
jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. It's good to be back.
It is.
Good to be back in your little old ears.
Yeah.
Hey, little slags. So we had little ear slags.
Well, they don't know we've had a week off because, well, if you don't know, we recorded extra episodes the other week while the tree guy was cutting outside. That was actually 2 weeks of episodes, which I actually lost and then we had to record them again.
Yeah, do it again.
That
so was fun. We did four.
Four in one day. That was excellent. burning through them questions from you, keep sending them in. So we put that out there. Seamless. You didn't even know we were gone. Apart from the people on Instagram freaking out that Rosie wasn't posting. Bless yous.
Well, I know. But you know, guys, not being funny, robbers.
Burglars.
So
there you go.
You know, there's a whole world social media out there. If you tell people on holiday, you'll probably get robbed.
Yeah, get burgled.
So that's why we didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
And we didn't. Luckily,
we've also got that three-headed Rottweiler from Harry Potter that they lent with as well.
Yeah,
that sits at the front door all the time, so he's fine.
Yeah.
Really old now, like.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Stupid. No, yes, thank you so much for worrying about us, but also a little bit strange, but
just
still
had a, we just
lovely.
Had a week off the social media, didn't we?
We did. It was so nice.
It was.
Well, I haven't had a week off social media. This is a little bit grim, but I haven't had a week off since we had the miscarriage, years ago.
Right, okay.
Even when Rafe was born,
yeah.
I was still posting just because, fuck all else to do in the hospital. So it was overdue and I really enjoyed it, but I was worried that I was like not going to pick my phone up again.
Yeah.
But I'm back on it
now. Straight back on
I've
it.
Really missed it, actually.
Yeah, you're straight back on it. I mean, I was halfway through a sentence to you this morning and you just picked your phone up and started looking at Instagram. So that was nice. Nice to be back to normal.
Why change a habit of a lifetime? Yeah. You know what I mean, Chris?
I am more tired from the holiday than I was before I left, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was exhausting.
It's not holiday with kids. It's like being a waiter. It's like being a you can't sit down, you can't stop.
No.
You can't, daddy, do this, can I get this, can I have this, it's just non-stop.
Horrible.
It's awful.
You sit in the shade most of the time.
Well, I wish I had, I wouldn't have got fucking sunstroke.
Well, exactly, you made the mistake, you should have had Rafe more.
I know.
We kind of tag teamed a bit, and my mum came, which was lovely, and she was a great help, but, you know, also, a lot of people think my mum just looks after the kids, we actually enjoy our company as well. Which, I mean, believe it or not, she's actually quite a nice person to be around.
Fact it, reliever.
You love her, don't you, Dee? But yeah, it's just exhausting with kids, man.
So exhausting.
Like, I love them.
Sorry.
Get me goggles. Get me snorkel. Get me bouncy ball. Can you get the... I don't want my sun hat on. And you're going to get cream for them.
You just got to watch them 24/7 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to wish their life away, genuinely, because I think they're just gorgeous and I love them so much.
Yeah.
But at the same time, fuck me, I can't wait till they're like 14. And you just... Read a book. Like, I took a book. I took two books.
Yeah.
What a moron. Two books I took on holiday.
I didn't read one word out of my book. I
read
it down
three
the pool.
Pages.
I brought it down the pool one day like a sucker. Didn't read one word. And but before you email in, we're very aware that complaining that what holiday wasn't as fun as it should be without kids is massively first world problems. But you know, it is. And we know that. But one moment on the holiday, I realised Robin might not be the child genius we think he is.
What do you mean? Who said he was a child genius?
Well, you know, we're thinking, you know,
he's
reading,
good at spelling
good,
and that.
He's good at spelling and that. But he got a snorkel. And he got his snorkel in the water and he filled it up with water and he started realising. So I said, look, when you go underwater with your snorkel, right, when you go right under and it's in your mouth, if it fills with water, just go and just like blow really hard and the water will come out. And he went, all right. And he realised and he started doing it. Then he took the snorkel off and he put it under the water, right? And you know the curves at the end?
Yeah.
Not the curved end, he held the other end and he held it up full of water and he pointed it at me, right?
Right.
But he had the curved end at the other end, so he had his end in his mouth on the straight end, and he went, daddy, and he pointed it as like a pea shooter, but it curves at the end, and he blew to hit the water at it, and it just smashed him in his own face. I've never seen a kid do a stupid thing.
Oh, bless his heart,
literally,
man.
It just went, daddy, and it just went in his head, and he was like, ah! I was like, yeah, curves back round, you fool. That wasn't going
to
hit me.
I taught him to spit in the goggles, which was a big mistake.
Ah, so that's where that came from,
that's
what,
yeah.
Yeah,
but
by the end, he was just doing it on the floor.
I know he was, and I just thought, why have I taught him that?
Great work.
It's
great
good,
work.
But it's good. It helps him, stops him steaming up, sorry.
I don't believe that. I think it's a myth.
No, it's true.
Nah.
Chris, I used to swim when I was younger.
I've swam loads. I don't believe it.
It is true.
Urban legend.
It's not an urban legend.
Urban myth.
Shut up. No, we did have a lovely time. It was so nice to get away. It was so nice to feel the heat. I mean, a fucking absolute ball ache filling out all the shite that you've got to do.
Oh, my God.
What?
All of that stuff, yeah. Oh, I didn't even do it.
I tell you what.
Hey.
Honestly, you and Sandra, did you have a lovely little relaxing time while I was filling out all the bumf to get with it?
Got sunstroke, mate, just told you.
Yeah.
Could have died.
But it was worth it. And if you are thinking about going abroad, because do you know what?
We were double jabbed as well.
We are double jabbed.
So there we go.
You are allowed to go. I mean, I know it's probably frowned upon at the moment, but hey, what isn't?
What isn't frowned
so,
upon?
So, it is a bit of a ball ache, but it was really enjoyable. And we felt really safe over there because they've got all the COVID restrictions that you have in the UK. And just to let you know, in South Tyneside, where we used to live at the minute, is one of the highest case ratings in the UK. So it was actually less infectious where we went. So, hey, ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Makes sense. No, we had a lovely time.
So there you go.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
One thing we discussed on holiday, when we're talking about pools and stuff and pool etiquette. Now this, we've got very different opinions on this.
Right.
And this wound me up because I feel like I'm right here.
Okay.
I said that if I didn't have swimming shorts, Let us finish.
This is going to be really interesting because this is going to...
Right, the guys who do the smart polls on Twitter, get ready for this one, right? Because I really want everyone's opinion on this, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I said, when we're packing my cases, Rosie said, she's got this thing, she thinks every suitcase is going to go missing. It's fucking infuriating when you do it, to be fair. Like, it's just like, put these things in your hand luggage in case the case goes missing. Like, oh, God.
So, no, just, I basically pack an extra outfit in each other's suitcases. So, Robin's got an outfit of him... Like, obviously, all of his stuff. An outfit for Rafe, an outfit for me. I didn't bother with you because you hate it. So I was like, well, sod you. If your case goes missing, you're fucked. Yeah. Couldn't give a shit. But I do it with me and the kids. I've done it all the time. And
The last case I ever heard go missing was Ed Sheeran's guitar went missing once and it was on social media. That was the last time. That was years ago.
No, it happens a lot. It does.
Don't believe it.
I'm joking. Let's talk with the urban myths. I don't want to be on holiday in the same manky grotty clothes that I travelled in.
Right.
Rafe vomited on me. Yeah. He vomited on me in the airport. I fucking stunk. And that would be my worst nightmare. Oh, Mrs. Yeah. Ramsey, your case isn't here. So I've just got to wear this for the rest of the holiday.
To be fair, one of my mates went on holiday to Magaluf back in the day when he was 16. Mm-hmm. And one of the lads lost the case. Yeah. He did the full holiday in the same T-shirt and shorts.
So there you go.
He was absolutely lifting.
They
never got his case back. And I think he washed them and he just like jumped in the pool with them on and thought they're clean now and then put them back on.
Oh,
and was
that's
out one
not
night
washing
just
them.
Stinking, yeah.
Did he buy any more clothes?
Don't think so.
Oh,
don't think so.
See, if only he'd have put a little pair of trunks.
Oh, he'd have had two.
T-shirt.
He'd have had two stinking things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's better than one, isn't it?
I suppose. Anyway, right? This is my thing.
I think there's
total
method
right?
in my madness.
I said, if the case goes missing and I don't have any swimming shorts, I could just go in the pool in my boxers. And I don't think anyone would mind.
Nah.
And you couldn't get your head around it, right?
Horrible.
And then we got to the point of that, okay, if they're the boxers I've travelled in, it's just about, okay, fair enough, that's dirty. Then I said, right, what is the difference in me getting a nice pair of boxers, you know, a nice pair of boxer briefs, lovely little, little fashionable boxer briefs, right? What's the difference in me wearing a clean pair of them in the swimming pool than wearing a pair of Speedos or a pair of swimming shorts? What's the difference?
Well, the material's different.
Right, what's that got to do with anything?
Okay, well, mentally, it's just weird. If a bloke came in his kegs to the pool, I'd think, oh, who let that strange man in? And why is he just wearing his boxer shorts?
So, why? Right,
no,
okay,
it's
okay,
not. It's okay, weird, okay,
okay,
Chris.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, scenario for you, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's two versions of me standing on the side of the pool, right?
Okay.
One of me has a brand new pair of let's go upmarket here. Let's say Calvin Klein boxer briefs.
Not Calvin Kloons.
Calvin Kloons from the shop on the corner, the Spanish shop on the Costa del Sol. Calvin Klein boxer briefs, okay. Brand new, bump, sparkling, gorgeous, black, right?
Right.
Boom.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
The other version of me has a pair of Speedos that are worn out, bobbled, dirty. One of the strings hanging, little thing in the other one. There's a little hole on the arse cheek.
Nice.
There's a visible skid mark in the middle. Which one do you want to jump in the pool?
The Speedos.
Unbelievable.
Honestly.
Oh, bullshit.
Yes, I do.
Bullshit.
Nah, why you got your boxers on?
Because my Speedos have got shite on them.
Honestly, no. Nah, I can't get my head around it. I've been somewhere before. I'm sure it was Wet and Wild or something, where someone's had boxer shorts on. And you know what they do? They cling to the bits. And this lad had boxer shorts on. And I thought, that's mental.
See what he had for his breakfast.
Why is he doing that? And the stick, they stuck to all of his willy and everything. And right. I could see the outline. And he kept having to like fidget. And it's a horrible memory.
Right, okay.
It's a really horrible memory that I've got ingrained in my brain. And I just think, why are you putting people through that? Put some normal swimming trunks on.
Right. In hotels, in spa hotels in the past, if I've been on tour and I've forgot
my
swimming shorts, I'm going to tell you this all right now. If I've forgot my swimming shorts, I've gone in the sauna or the steam room with a clean pair of underpants on.
Oh, no. Right.
I'm not frightened.
I'm sorry. He doesn't belong to me.
I'm not frightened. Belong? How sexist. I get the polls out. Is it okay? Do you believe now? Is it okay to wear clean boxer shorts in the sauna or the steam room or the swimming pool rather than Speedos? I think it's all right.
It's not okay.
Right.
It's not okay.
Ah.
It's not.
Time will tell.
Sorry.
Time will tell.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So I went for a wander around IKEA the other day.
Yeah.
And standing looking at the light fittings.
Mm-hmm.
And literally a guy to the right of us just went, bike guy.
Nice.
And I started laughing because it's really weird that someone would now say bike guy. But it's actually quite nice because I then know exactly where he knows us from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's not like, have I seen you posting, you know, something on TV or on Strictly or seen you stand up or seen you on a panel show.
He's a podcast guy.
He's a podcast guy. He's smart, straight away. So big shout out. I normally don't do this, but big shout out to Connor.
You're opening a tin of worms.
Just because he said that he works at Newcastle RVIA&E and that apparently all the staff listen.
And
they all like talk about it on shifts and stuff. So they're all smars at the Newcastle A&E RVI. So big shout to all you guys.
That's where Rafe was born.
That is not the A&E, but yeah, in that same hospital.
I felt like it.
But yeah, there we go.
Accident and emergency. Sounds about right.
Get it out of us. It's crawled in. So that was just nice to know that, like, you know, people, I don't know why I always, because that's an important, really important job, like A&E, staffing in A&E, do you know what I mean? That's like high stress, really important. And they're all just, you know, listening to a little bit of Rosie's Mysteries and a little bit of questions, cues from the poos.
Do you sometimes feel like nobody listens?
Always.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's because I am basically conditioned to perform in front of crowds, which I've done for over 10 years now, nearly non-stop, until last year, shat all over it.
Yeah.
And the fact that no one apart from you laughs at this. I've not seen anyone laugh at this part.
I know.
Like that. Oh my, I've not seen anyone laugh, apart from when we did them TV pilots the other week.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen anyone laugh at something me and you have done, apart from me or you.
Isn't
that weird?
Me neither.
I was in a car once with a guy who drives us. He was driving us to London when the trains were off, and I had to listen to the podcast to okay it, and I put it on through his speakers, and he giggled a couple of times.
Did
it was
he?
Really awkward. It's just really awkward.
Oh, that's horrible.
Because I had to like sit there and I was like, don't feel like you have to laugh, by the way. And now and then he laughed and I was like, so the rest fucking shit then. But I just assumed he wasn't listening.
I did not know you'd done that. That's so horrible.
Yeah.
Well, why did you do that? Did you not have your headphones?
I didn't have my headphones.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. Poor bugger. Yeah. Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Taxi Driver. Do you mind if I just listen to myself talk? Oh, God, Jesus.
I got a...
He will be slagging you off so much.
I got an attack. Once I got the car once in London. Is that funny? You're not happy with that?
I didn't know that. That is, that's horrible.
He's
Chris.
The only person I've seen laugh at anything we've done.
I mean, it would have been a complete pity laugh. He's probably gone out and gone, oh, that is vile. Vile man and his vile
it's when
wife.
It's when he didn't leave us at the services. I got in his car once in London and he said that. I didn't even know who it was. I was going to say not naming any names, but I don't know which YouTuber it was. But they said that there was a YouTuber in the back of their car, and they took them miles somewhere. I don't know where it was, but they were editing a YouTube video of themselves on their laptop with no headphones. And the guy said he was demented.
Oh,
so you know when I sit next to you and you're editing your Instagram stuff, and he's like, "Hi guys," and I've just got to listen to these bits over and over again. The driver said he was just driving, and it was just belting out of the fucking laptop,
like a
40-minute YouTube video getting edited. Oh my god.
Shit.
Imagine that. Yeah.
I don't think, I haven't got the stamina for that. I edit videos for Instagram, but they're never like longer than two minutes. Jesus.
Back in the day, right, when I first started stand-up, when I was schlepping up and down the country for like 20 quid and that, and petrol was 40 quid, so I was like 20 quid down, thinking I was a rock star.
Yeah.
I got really jealous of YouTubers back in the day. because YouTube has emerged just as I'd started doing stand-up. Right. YouTube became this huge thing and these kids were making like millions
like
in their
vlogging
bedrooms.
Vlogging in that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were making like millions in their bedrooms. And the ones that started off were all quite sort of posh and well-to-do. And I remember having like a working class chip on my shoulder and being really fucking jealous. And when you look at how difficult it is to edit a video and some of them are knocking up 3 videos a day, you go, ah, you know what, you fucking deserve it all. Good luck to you. I was just jealous because you didn't have to, you know, live at Weatherby Services most of your life.
It's like, it's a thing now, you know, it's like a career path.
YouTubing and vlogging.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy. We should do a podcast school.
Definitely not.
It'd last about 10 minutes.
I couldn't teach anyone to do anything. People have said to me, you got any tips for comedy? Nah, not a clue.
No.
Not a clue. Oh, God. I just can't wait to get back on stage. I'm so excited, I could cry.
I know.
I'm so excited. I'm seeing the photos of full venues now when people are doing gigs. And I literally opened a photo. Carl Hutchinson sent us a photo the other day. Oh, congrats, Carl. He's driving now, by the way.
Yeah, well done,
It's only
Carl.
Took him fucking 20 years. Idiot. turned up at our house today, buzzing, didn't he?
He did.
Brought us a McDonald's breakfast. That was nice. he sent us a photo of the Comedy Store in London full, and I burst into tears when I saw it.
Well, it's happening. Our tour's happening.
Tour's
still
happening.
Tickets available for December. If you would like to come, shagmarinoid.com. The tickets are on there. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see you all.
Definitely.
Buzzing.
Going to be amazing.
We did our TV pilot.
Talk
about
pilot.
That dead quickly.
Yeah, it was really good fun.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Really good laugh.
I was on antibiotics, so I couldn't have a drink, which put a bit of a dampener on the time. I was a little bit off my tits, you know.
Really?
Honestly.
What if when we come to do a series, if we get a series, what if when we come to do that, you can't perform unless you're on antibiotics? What if it was your thing? Yeah, yeah. What if you go, this is not working, you have to go back on antibiotics for your dead tooth?
Right, well, I'll just have to do it.
Oh,
so, I mean, no, they were horrible. The only good thing about them is that they suppressed my appetite a little bit.
Right.
I didn't lose any weight, but I just didn't eat as much.
Well, that's just why. Well, the only good thing is they made you slightly miserable a bit more for another reason.
No, I just wasn't as hungry, so I didn't eat as much.
Oh, okay. Then.
I can't. I'm just not losing any weight at the minute, Chris. I'm just like, the scales don't change. Honestly, they don't move.
Right.
They don't go up, which is probably good, but they're not going down.
Don't forget, everyone out there, all the ladies out there, be too hard on themselves. Don't forget, you had a baby 6 months ago.
Oh, nah.
Right?
Oh, nah.
And it was a C-section, and it was a lot of, you know, it was a lot of surgery and stuff. And everyone out there, if this helps anyone, then, you know, it was a lot of surgery. There's a lot going on inside there. And you've been on holiday as well.
Oh, you're so canny.
You lazy cow. You shouldn't have went on holiday, is what I'm saying. Sorry, did that sound like it was going to be positive? It wasn't. It was no. Lazy bitch. No. Shouldn't have went on holiday.
It was just so nice when I was
should
on holiday and I was
gym.
Putting the chips in my mouth and Chris just batted my hand away.
I would never do that.
Didn't happen.
I'm not that brave. I'd lose a finger. Babadoo, 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 ba.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So, live comedy is back. Gigs are back. I'm seeing photos of full venues. I'm seeing acts talking about their tours. Very, very excited to get on my own tour. On to Rosie. That's right. Rosie's not here for this bit. This bit that you're hearing is actually recorded after the main bit of the podcast you're hearing. And I'm just slotting this in because I was waiting for some dates to be confirmed. Basically, live comedy's back. I am doing some warm-ups for me 2020 tour. Shouldn't have called it 2020. What an arsehole. Genuinely can't rename it now because the tickets have been printed and you've all fucking got them. But I'm doing warm-ups to try and basically remember the show and flesh it out and do a few more things at the Hexham Queen's Hall on the week of the 23rd of August. Doing a couple of nights there. A few more might get announced. Basically, get on there, Hexham Queen's Hall, have a little look. It'll be me and either one or two support acts. I haven't made my mind up yet, but it's going to be a heck of a night because live comedy's back, bitches. So get on that. Tickets are going to be cheap because I probably will be reading off a bit of paper because I forgot it all because it's been 18 months since I've done stand-up in front of a crowd. I might cry. I'll definitely cry. Come and watch us. Also, Carl Hutchinson, the man who is constantly on tour, will definitely have dates in and around or near you coming up. So please check out those as well. And he's got a little car now, hasn't he? So he's going to be driving to his own little gigs in his own little car. See how tiring it is, Carl, driving there and back. I might come with you and piss you off the whole way like you did for me for 10 fucking years. Anyway, Carl's on tour as well. Now, I got a text off my mate, Phil Ellis. Now, Phil's asked a celebrity question on the podcast before. Now, Phil is at the Soho Theatre in London on Monday the 9th and Tuesday the 10th of August. I'm looking at his poster now. His poster is him in a pair of clown pants with his arse hanging out of a gas oven. Make of that what you will. Phil Ellis, the man's a genius. Me and Rosie love him. He's one of the funniest comics out there. Don't go expecting straight stand-up, right? I've just explained his poster. Do not go expecting straight stand-up. The best way I can describe Phil, it's like a man having a hilarious breakdown for your comedy amusement. He's incredible. Please go and see him. Phil Ellis, Soho Theatre, Monday the 9th and Tuesday the 10th of August. I'm basically just going to try from now on, as live comedy's back and theatre's back, baby, just going to try and give people little shout-outs to try and help people's boost ticket sales and, you know, remind everyone that we're back, bitches. Comedy and theatre and live music were the first things to close down and they have been the last things to open back up. But bitches, we are back and we will see you soon.
Babadoo, 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 back.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh my goodness me, I didn't expect this.
All right, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, it's Belinda here, pet.
Yes, hello.
Just giving you a quick little ring. I haven't spoken to you for ages, pet.
I know. I've missed you. How have you been?
I'm all right. I'm just ringing dead quick because I heard that you got sunstroke on holiday, you selfish little prick.
Right.
Didn't think about your wife and the kids. Got pissed every day, got sunstroke and vomited on the last night.
Yes.
Very selfish.
Listen.
Rosie had to carry her own bags in the airport, eh? That's what I heard.
She never lets me carry her bags anyway.
Well, just independent woman, isn't she?
Well, how can you slag us off for it and then say independent
after
that?
Listen, I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. Who the fuck are you talking to, eh? Jumped up little dick. Eh?
Oh, my
goodness. Eh? Come on. How are then? Eh?
Okay. All right,
come
man.
On,
calm
fucking
down.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Stop it.
Get to my door.
Stop it.
Eh?
Stop it. Behave. Listen, what do you want? What do you want?
I would just love, honestly, I just love a day of you and me.
This is horrible. This is horrendous.
Little spa day, right? You and me, right?
Right.
Naked saunas.
No, I wear me boxer
fingering
shorts.
Fingering in the jacuzzi.
I wear me boxer shorts in the sauna. Is that all right with you?
No. What? You what? Eh? Boxer shorts in the sauna. What's the matter with you?
Well, so naked's better than boxer shorts, is it?
Always.
Pillock.
Anyway, I'm going to go.
All right, bye.
I didn't plan anything to say.
Bye. Fuck's sake, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, she
hasn't been around for a while, but...
At least you tried, eh?
I know. Honestly.
If anyone's wondering what the weird breathing is while she's doing Belinda, by the way, she's smoking an imaginary cigarette the whole time.
It's method, man.
Yeah.
Method acting. She's
great.
Having a tab.
Absolutely great.
Leave her alone.
Listen,
let her be.
Listen. What's your beef? Or do you want me to go first? Because I've got beef falling off.
My only beef with you,
yeah?
Just because of last week. Like, I know I'm joking about it there with Belinda and that,
yeah,
but honestly, selfish, Chris.
Right.
Sunstroke on holiday when you've got two kids.
Right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I didn't.
You should have drank less alcohol and you should have drank more water.
I didn't plan to get sunstroke. I felt absolutely fine until the moment in the room where I blacked out momentarily, then thought nothing of it, then kept drinking. Then I wasn't drunk. I wasn't drunk when I blacked out. I hadn't had anything to drink. But I sort of had this weird moment in the room where I couldn't, like, for just momentarily kind of like, what the fuck am I doing here? What's going on? And I was like, oh, that was weird. And then later that day, I had a couple more drinks. Then I had a meal and the meal came back
out. Sorry, you blacked out and then you carried on drinking.
I felt fine after I blacked out. It was just, it was weird. I can't really describe it. Have you ever, here's the best way I can describe it. You ever been playing on a computer game, right? Like some computer game. And you go to the toilet or whatever, and you come back and you unpause it, and you have to quickly look around with your character and go, right, where the fuck was I? What was I doing on this game? It was like that, but life.
Are you asking me personally? Because no, I'm asking the world. Played on a I'm computer asking the game. World.
Yeah. No. Do you know what I mean? When you know, if you come back down to a
like when you go into a room and you forgot what you've gone in for.
Yeah, or yeah, mm-hmm. or when you unpause something on the telly and you go, sorry, what bit was it? Right. What was okay. happening? You have to rewind it a bit. It was that, but life. And it was only momentary, and I thought, okay, fair enough. And then, yeah, later on that day, it was really, really warm, and I had quite a big meal, and I was fine. I walked back to the hotel and everything, and then, yeah, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, woke up and just mm-hmm. all night. And now my throat is red, raw off all the hocking up. So that was good. Your beef is that I enjoyed myself on holiday and accidentally got ill, and that's your beef with me. You,
no.
You piece of shit.
But right, this is the difference here, okay? Right. I can't get that drunk because I know that I've got two kids to look after.
I was only drunk one
Chris,
night.
You are absolutely one steaming night. That one night, so don't one even night. Dare.
And that was miles before I got sunstroke, so it's got nothing to
but
do with it.
But it's added up to it.
How do you know this?
Because that's what happens, man. I just get annoyed because I just feel like blokes, right? And I don't care if I'm get called sexist or whatever, but blokes just can do whatever they want. And you they don't to. Need to think about it. Right. Whereas I couldn't get... I wanted to get mortal drunk on holiday. I would have loved to have got absolutely okay. palatic off my face, but I had two kids.
I wasn't palatic mortal.
You were.
One night, I just got a little bit too drunk.
Whatever.
Right?
You did it in Italy when we went to a friend's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you had to stay in bed the whole next day.
Yes, that was bad.
So,
as well.
I'm sorry.
Oh, bring up something that happened 3 years ago.
Right, well, but still, I can't do that.
Okay.
What's your beef? With me.
I'll tell you exactly what my beef is, right? Because mm-hmm. you've just imposed that rule on yourself. You could definitely do that.
No, I could not.
You absolutely could. And I could just be sitting here having a go at you. It would be no difference.
Right, whatever.
I'm getting all hot. Listen, you're flaring up my sunstroke. I'm getting all hot.
Still got it.
I've got to keep your temperature
3 days
down.
Later.
Yeah, it's not going. It's like a big, horrible monkey hangover that I can't get rid of.
Right, come on.
And I stubbed my toe earlier on, by the way.
I don't
that's
care.
It.
Come on.
Listen, my beef with you is when I was very ill with my. We had a lovely little night, right? When I was very ill with my sunstroke, I woke up, right? I woke up the night and I went to the toilet. I don't want to go on about it, but I went to the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
A bit late. I went to the toilet and I wasn't well. A few times in the toilet and I came back to bed and I was walking around the room. My stomach was killing us. You woke up in that hotel room. You turned over. You went, what are you doing? Are you all right? I went, I can't stop being sick. You went, oh, I'm going back to sleep. Direct quote. Direct quote. What's wrong, Chris? What's wrong? Rosie, I don't know what's happening. I can't stop being sick. Oh, I'm going back to sleep. Nah, I don't like it.
Right.
Bedside manner much?
All
wouldn't
right.
be a nurse, would you?
No, right, I know. But Chris, like, sorry, but you know, when I was pregnant and all them nights where I had cramps in my legs and I couldn't sleep and I was
and I
nauseous.
Dove out of the bed in the middle of the night and I massaged your leg to get rid of the cramp. Don't
what
you dare.
What do you want us to do? Hold your hair back?
Yes. Yes.
Rub your back?
Yes.
No, absolutely not.
God.
You're sick on your own fucking time. What'd you do if I wasn't there?
It was exactly like you weren't there.
I had to get up with Rafe, though. That's why. Sleep, it was very vitally important.
Honestly.
That, unfortunately, Rafe came before you.
Even one more sentence. Even one other sentence in between.
Like, what
in
do you
between
want?
What's
what
wrong?
Do you want?
And I'm going back. Just, oh, goodness. How? Oh, are you all right? Do you need anything? Do you want us to phone someone? Do you need drink some water? Oh, don't worry about it. But, oh. I'm going back to sleep.
Did I like, not say anything else at all?
Fucking full computer says no. Rolled back over. Fully back to sleep. I've never known a dislike it.
That's what happens when you're a hypochondriac.
I was...
The one boy group boy who cried wolf. Chris, who's always ill. Sometimes, Chris.
I'm not always ill. Me tooth. Oh, me tooth. Oh, me jaw. Oh, me pregnancy. Shut up, man. Let's list them. You've done much more
evidence.
Than me.
Evidence. I've got evidence. What have you got? Stupid. I had to get my tooth operated on.
I had a toilet full of puke, but you wouldn't know because you went straight back to sleep. You
can't. Honestly, I think you were just going in the toilet and going, bleh. I think we're making it up. You thought, oh, I haven't had any sympathy for
honestly,
a good couple of weeks.
I was being violently sick, and in between it, I quickly opened my phone to write down the fact that you did that.
I told you the next day to sip water, not down water, didn't I?
Could have done that in the night.
And I asked you on the plane, I asked you 3 times if you were okay.
3 times on a 3-hour flight. Imagine that. Once an hour, she turned over. Fuck. Honestly, what a What a bag of dicks you are, do you know that?
Babadoo, 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 bab.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. My husband recently purchased some new shorts for work that are a bit too big for him, but the smaller size was too small.
Ah, he's in between sizes.
Yeah.
Classic problem.
You had that on holiday. Oh, didn't try shorts on before he went away.
I got, honestly.
Far too small.
So we had like a stylist guy doing our TV pilot, and he does some certain stuff for Ray. He's amazing. Shout out to Ray. He does a load of styling stuff for loads of people. He's brilliant. And he got a load of stuff sent to us. He was like, I can get you some stuff for your holiday off people. So he got some stuff sent, and I didn't try any of it on, and I got there, and none of it
fit.
Probably fits now, after 2 days of hoying
up.
That
is true.
Probably
that
fits perfectly now.
Very funny when you stood there.
Probably too big now. Mm.
He came in from work today, and as we were standing in the kitchen, I looked at his shorts and asked, are you wearing cling film as a belt?
Sorry?
He responds with, well, I didn't have a cord.
Wow.
What did the actual fuck just put? Just to clarify, he thought this was an ingenious idea as he wants a soft fabric belt but hasn't been to the shops yet to get one. Again, what the actual fuck? Please tell me you're with me on this one.
Sorry.
So he didn't have time to go and get a belt, a fabric belt for his shorts, which are in between sizes, a little bit too big. So instead, he used cling film.
So he rolled out a big sheet of cling film to what would be the length of what his belt would be.
Yeah.
And then I imagine he rolled that lengthways into a belt and put it round and tied it.
Yes. Do you think that's a good idea? Or
I've seen worse.
Right, okay. What have you seen that's
worse? I've seen a worse belt. But what? I think they were doing it on purpose to try and be cool, which made it even worse. It was an iPhone charger.
Oh. That's someone trying to be cool.
But it was actually before iPhone, so it was actually an iPod charger. It was the white, USB plug on one side and the wider. Can you remember the wider plug? That was in like iPod docking stations. That on the other side.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the seatbelt belt? Like an aeroplane seatbelt.
And you could wear it as a belt.
I really wanted one of them.
Did you really?
I did. Back in the Avril Lavigne days.
Well, so when she said fabric belt, does she mean the one where you put the belt, it's like a fabric one and it goes in almost like that, but then instead of tucking the long bit that's left over, you leave it hanging out down the front.
Yeah.
Like an off-centre fabric skateboard penis.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
That's what he's needing to get, instead he's used a bit of cling film.
Well, I'd rather wear cling film than them fucking belts.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, I wore them when I was 14. Maniac. Right. He doesn't
personally, I think that's a bit dangerous.
What, cling film?
Cling film.
Yeah, why?
Could it not, like, choke his midriff?
Well, no, because if it's too tight, you'll just stop. You'll just go, this is too tight.
I just feel like it's dangerous.
How did it not snap?
I don't... It's very strong. When it's together.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? When it's like rolled together, it's really strong.
I mean, fair enough. I mean, am I impressed? Maybe it's
clever. Tinfoil would never have worked.
Is it clever? All right, okay, yeah.
It is quite clever.
Waterproof, I suppose.
Waterproof.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit.
How many people saw that during the day? What's his job?
I mean,
surgeon.
Hopefully not so much.
And yes, your husband will be fine. I'll just reach up and get something from the shelf. What, you don't want me to perform the operation anymore? Why? Oh, you saw my cling film bill. Yes, I am a fucking maniac.
Are you ready for your amputation, Mr. Ramsey? Awful. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. Love the podcast and all the dirty humour.
Thank you. It's not just dirty humour, it's also quite silly, but fair enough.
It's mainly dirty, though, isn't it? Yeah. That's fine. And recently remembered a rather rude and rather funny experience that occurred to me about 3 years ago. Feel free to use my name, Emily, by the way. I think you'll both quite appreciate this.
Okay.
Rosie for the funny sexual scenario and Chris for the extreme commitment to cleanliness and hygiene.
Look, I tell you what, I normally don't like it when someone prefaces something, you know, when someone's like, I'm about to tell you the funniest thing ever. But I like the way this has been built up.
Well, it's something for we're both,
I'm
isn't
looking
it?
Forward to this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I've been with my partner for around 5 years, but we were probably 2 to 3 years into our relationship at the time.
Okay.
For context, he is very cautious when it comes to germs, hygiene, and general cleanliness.
Good man.
Think washing hands after touching his phone and regularly putting antibacterial spray on all the door handles and keys.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, pre-pandemic.
We did that anyway.
We did that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. One evening, I had been to the gym, and when I got home, I showered but didn't wash my hair. I got into bed with my boyfriend and we started getting frisky, but he didn't want to touch my dirty gym hair.
I like him.
Oh, do you? Yeah, do you think like, that yeah. would be... Would you not touch my dirty
wash
gym
your
hair?
Wash your hair, you dirty
Why?
Gym
hair. It's just hair.
Yeah, but you know, what? How much had you been sweating?
I don't know, but I don't find
they
that bad.
They share that bed together.
Chris, but then again, are you thinking I'm watching my hair every day? Is that
yeah,
some
but
sort
you
of
don't
thing?
Go to the gym, Rosie.
Oh, I...
Listen,
that's a fair point.
At worst, there's going to be food in your hair.
Yeah, I never have to wash my hair. Yes, you never sweat. That's why. You don't move. Hey, actually, naff off. I've been on the Peloton today.
I'm joking.
Well,
man.
Yeah, well, keep your fucking talk to yourself. Anyway, listen, she's got a dirty gym hair.
I feel like you might forget about it in the throes of passion, but okay, fair enough.
Yeah, well,
sex is dirty anyway.
Chris, I'm sorry, but is that what you're thinking about when you're getting dirty and frisky? Oh, your hair smells.
Well, I don't know. Depends I mean, what doing.
I did once go out with a guy who had a really smelly hat. And I remember just thinking, oh, wash your hat. Because it was like proper stunk. That was smelly hair. Actually, okay, right, I can, right, I'm on board with this. Smelly yeah. hair's rank.
Okay, well, there you go. Right, well, she might have a big, massive bouffant of stinking hair and it might be like in his face or it might be like dangling. She might be on top and it might be like dangling on him. He might be like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, it smells in the
it
gym.
It might be putting him off. Hate to make him last longer, but it might be putting him off. He might be enjoying himself.
Right, fair enough.
So there you go.
He joked that he would only have sex if I could find a way to fully cover my hair up so he wouldn't touch it.
Oh my God.
Well, as I was very horny, I took on the challenge. We didn't have a shower cap and a beanie wouldn't quite fit the bill. Tying it into a bun was out of the picture and I really couldn't be bothered to go and wash it.
I know what she's used.
But then...
Yeah.
Do you want to guess?
I'd quite like to guess.
Okay.
Ready?
Go on then.
Pillowcase.
No.
Oh, okay then. Come on then.
But then I found a balaclava in my boyfriend's wardrobe.
Why? Who's got a balaclava?
From his mountain hiking days.
Oh,
right?
God.
I put it on as a joke and turned to him asking, will this do? As I jumped back into bed, we had a good laugh about it, but one thing led to another and we had sex whilst I wore a balaclava.
And now it's his thing. Now we can't get an erection unless I've got a balaclava on.
Oh, hey, tell you what, could you have sex with me with a balaclava? By the way, am I guessing it right here? It's literally you can only see the eyes,
eyes and mouth,
eyes and mouth.
So it depends on the balaclava. So when I was little, I had a balaclava that basically just you had just your face
yeah.
visible. So from your chin to your forehead,
right? Yeah,
around.
Yeah.
You could see.
But some of them have got cover in the nose.
Some of them, like the ones, you know, like the ones terrorists use.
Oh, yeah, old school
have got
robbers.
Just
yeah.
two eye holes mm-hmm. and a round mouth mm-hmm. hole. I mean, really weird. I could be anyone you're having sex with.
I know. All for the sake of dirty gym hair.
Yeah. And how fine. Clean was this balaclava if you'd been mountain hiking?
Well, exactly, but now his balaclava smells.
I mean, they say putting a condom on can spoil the moment. Imagine having to go and find a balaclava. How long did it take them to get back into it? Jesus. Should I do a miniature fashion show?
He's obviously like fucking, quite...
Like the Goldilocks of sex.
He's
Beanie,
obviously quite enjoyed
too
it.
Too small. Shower cap, haven't got one. Balaclava,
just right.
Just right. Oh,
very
so
good.
Weird. So weird. Fair play. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I hope you are well. Are you well?
Fuck's got to do with you.
Oh,
no, yeah, yeah, fine, sorry. Yeah. It's my sunstroke talking.
Shut up.
I've got spotty feet. No one, I haven't talked about
this we're not yet. Talking about it again. No, stop. This, look at me serious face. I don't want to have to stop the podcast, but stop. We don't care. Nobody cares.
Spotty. It's weird.
It's called, it's a heat rash, Chris. Oh, I would have hated you. You hid this from me.
What?
I'm annoyed, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The first 2 years of our relationship,
yeah.
you didn't act like this.
Right.
It was only once you'd had it. Once you had us married and a kid, then you let the real you out, Mr. Hypochondriac. Oh, you did. This was not you that I met.
Okay. Right.
Reel it back in.
Right. But look at me for
no. I swear to God.
Guys, it looks like someone's painted
right.
with red dots.
I
so
have
weird.
A question for you.
Okay.
Right? What are your thoughts about sharing a roll-on deodorant with someone else?
Awful. Stop it. Nah.
Brackets. Horrible. Partner, siblings, or parents.
Sorry? Where is this?
I was having this conversation with a friend who was saying it was like sharing a bar of soap.
Nah.
But I disagree.
Nah.
When you apply a deodorant on your armpit, you're maybe already a bit sweaty. Mm. So when the next person uses it, there is a bit of someone else's sweat on it. Whereas when you share a bar of soap, you're not sweaty anymore as you have the water running down your body. I can't help but thinking that sharing a deodorant is a bit gross.
Also, you rinse the soap before and after you use it. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't do it intentionally, mm-hmm. you do that. You pick up a soap, you get it wet, you rub it in your hands, that gets the top layer off. I mean, I am really more upset than when someone offers me their roll-on deodorant. It's very upsetting moment.
When are you in a situation that people offer you their roll-on deodorant?
If you're getting ready somewhere, if you're backstage at some kind of gig or something, if people have, you know, a festival show back in the day or a comedy club, and it'd be like, oh, God, I need some, oh, yeah, use mine, and it's a roll-on, you go, fuck. Get that out of my face.
I've used your roll-on before when I haven't had any.
Right.
And it's quite nice. Like, I smell a bit manly for the day. It's lovely. Okay. It's really, it's quite refreshing.
Are you saying I smell manly? This is new. This is new.
Little old me.
Wow.
Man and me man
off. Development. Oh, I can put a shelf up or something. Gone at me head.
Honestly, hey.
I might go and dig a hole in the garden.
Babadoo, 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 bah. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I have a finance-related question for
Listen,
you.
Listen, you've came to the right people. Listen. What? Come on.
Mr. and Mrs. Listen. Terrible with Money,
We'll do your tax return. Come on. Listen. We will tell you, whatever it is, we'll tell you how much it's worth in lamps and sofas.
I used to do my own tax returns, you know.
Oh, God, I did mine once. I was nearly
crying. Oh, it's really horrible. I'd have that a box of, like, receipts and just going through them. I'd be like, well, don't mind what I'm doing.
Bad.
I thankfully took on your accountant, which was nice.
I had to do all my mileage and stuff on cars. It was horrible. I used to write it in a jotter in pencil. It's terrible.
It's so daunting. And, I think we might have said this before. I think they should teach that at schools.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
They need to teach you how to pay bills
how
to do actual real life shit. Because when you're stuck in the real world, you go, well, what is this?
Exactly.
This is the question. My boyfriend has a car. Well whoopee-doo.
Fucking darn. Your highness. Goodness me. Emailing in here to show off, are you? He's got a car, has he?
Listen, my husband's got a car as well, actually.
How many seats? I mean, it's got 2 seats.
Oh, no, come on. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm just joking.
It's just the way it is.
My boyfriend has a car. Oh, then in brackets, I can't drive.
Oh, I feel bad now. Oh, she's quite impressed by it. Yeah, I feel bad now.
She's buzzing.
Okay, sorry.
She's literally watching him drive with her mouth open, like, oh, wow.
I need a hero. All in that.
We live together and hence use said car a lot. Mm-hmm. Things like shopping and visiting my parents, going away for weekends, etc. So basically, he's the driver, she can't drive. So, okay.
No worries.
He's about to have to pay for the repair tax and insurance of his car, around £1,300. How much do you guys think is fair for me to contribute, or should I be stingy and not give him anything at all?
Sorry. The repair, the tax and the servicing, does that say?
It just, well, this is from a non-driver.
Right. So she
put the repair tax.
Fuck me. Repair tax.
Yeah, but when I didn't drive, I didn't know what it was called. So there's probably the road.
Repair tax.
Right. What is it? There's road tax.
Road tax.
There's
road tax, MOT.
MOT.
Servicing.
Servicing. Insurance.
Tire insurance.
Yeah.
Sunroof. I'm just making them up.
All right, okay.
the sunroof cover. You got to pay your headlight mortgage.
Chris, shut up.
And you've got to pay your dipstick charge.
Dipstick?
Not on dipstick.
With the oil.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have known more about the dipstick because I once broke down on Cowgate roundabout because I didn't have enough oil in.
Knackered
my car.
There we go.
Devastating.
There we go. Should she, so how much is it? £1,300?
£1,300.
But she gets driven everywhere and it's their car.
Yeah, it's...
And they live together.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, honestly, I wouldn't.
You don't think you should, do you?
I mean...
Well, you call my bank account. We don't have a joint account, but you call my bank account our bank account and you call your bank account, don't you? That's exactly where you fucking stand on it, you. Snake.
Oh, yeah, listen, you had a bank account for years of just you when I was just, you know, full-time mothering.
Right.
So now it's my
And it was ours then. You're keeping on your own, you shyster.
No, well, you know, listen, if he's asked for it, then you probably should.
Just
but if he's not mentioned it...
I would just say to him, do you want me to chip in for some of this, considering I'm ferried around?
They do live together. I mean, if he doesn't ask.
Scum. Absolute scum.
Don't pay for it.
Yeah. You're one of them people who would go, he'd pay that 1,300 quid and you'd come in with four cans of corn and firm and go, that's because you got your car done. They were £3, by the way. Well done. You would, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You would. A fucking poppadom or something. There you go. That's my contribution. I got you that poppadom? What do you mean? You ate it?
Giz it back.
Yes, honestly.
Giz it back then.
Scum.
Shut up.
Offer him something, for God's sake. No. You're a bloody guy.
Don't offer a thing until he says something. Then go, I didn't even think about that. Of course. He has a tenner.
He has a poppadom.
Well, here's something, right? I know we've gone on a bit about this, but why doesn't she just pay for the petrol?
Right. What do you
mean? That can be her job.
Paying for petrol.
Paying for petrol.
I mean, I'm hoping she does now and then offer to pay for the petrol.
Who knows?
I'll tell you what. Ferried around, eh? Like the Queen, like the Pope.
Yeah, but like my nana's never drove. Right. I doubt me nana was offering me granddad money for his car. It's their car.
Did I never tell you about when I first started stand-up and I drove a mate of mine up to Edinburgh? We were both going to get the train to Edinburgh. And I said, oh, look, I'll drive. It'll be easier. I can go door to door. And I drove him up and I told him how much petrol was and he went ballistic.
What do you mean?
He like went off it. He was like, what? He was like, 20 quid. He was like, I can get the train for 6 quid. And I went, oh, sorry, mate. Sorry I don't price match against fucking British Rail. Sorry, I didn't check on their site and match the price for you. That's how much the petrol is, you prick. Now, do you want to fucking live at the services at Berwick or not?
Wow.
Knob.
Are you friends anymore?
Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. To all the Smars and Dars, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagmaradenoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for getting in touch. As always, if you want to send anything, it's shagmaradenoid@gmail.com. The tour for the podcast is on sale now. The December dates in arenas still have some tickets available. As soon as people see people going to gigs again, it's going to fly out. You need to be quick on that. My tour is almost 100% sold out. There's odd tickets here and there. I've got some warm-ups coming up soon. I can't wait. Rosie, both of us cannot wait to get back out in front.
So excited.
We're going to see you all in the flesh. We're going to have such a great time. It's going to be amazing. Thank you all so much for listening throughout all of this. We'll see you live soon, but we'll be back in your ears in podcast form next week.
Yay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.